The Bible tells us there that they are figures which he made to worship them. Who are them? Moloch, Remphan. Well, I just want to pray for Israel. First of all, you don't need a flag to pray for Israel. Second of all, what are you praying when you pray for Israel? I'm praying against them. You see, I want to follow Elijah's example in Romans chapter 11. How he maketh intercessions against Israel. Well, you shouldn't do, you should, God's going to, is Elijah cursed then or what? I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse. So is Elijah cursed? No, as far as, from what I remember, he was taken up in a whirlwind. He was one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament. And you know what the Bible says? He made intercessions against Israel. And not just him. The Bible tells us that in Romans chapter 10, previous to Romans 11, talking about Elijah, that Isaiah did the same thing. Moses did the same thing. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, the one who played the harp, okay? David, a man after God's own heart. You know, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as a harp panteth after the brook, you know, so my heart panteth. All these beautiful psalms. Well, you might want to read the psalm where he talked about, let their names be blotted out of the book of life and not be written with the righteous. But no one wants to talk about that, do they? No one wants to highlight that psalm from David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, how he even prayed, God, please don't even let him get saved. Please let them just go to hell quick. And look, in that psalm, he's specifically referring to those who rejected Jesus. Because you look at the previous verses, it's a prophecy of Christ when he's hanging on the cross and they gave him vinegar to drink. And he said, let their back bend over always. Let them not be written with the righteous. Let their house become a desolation. He's cursing the Jews. Not cussing, he's cursing the Jews. He's like, don't even let them be saved, Lord. And you know what? Because David is a man after God's own heart, God answered that prayer. Because he blinded their eyes that they should not see. You know, he closed their ears that they should not hear. And they can be healed, the Bible tells us. So throughout the